listen up, Bond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. The hottest show on the radio. That's right. This is your host, Michael. Welcome to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And for those that are turning the dial on that radio station, wherever you are, you want to know, what am I listening to? Well, we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. This is a talk show. That's right. We talk, you listen, or else you talk and we listen. That's why it's a talk show. The phone number to call in if you wish to talk is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Before we begin, let's introduce the players tonight. We're live from Orlando, Florida. And to my left, my beautiful co-host, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder.
Thank you, Michael. Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Just moving right along in November. Welcome to the 11-12. Welcome to the November 12th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And all the way from College Park, Florida.
So far away.
The one, the only, and I mean the only. That's right, the only co-host, Sheila Young.
I don't think I'm the only co-host, but thank you, Michael. Good evening, everybody, and happy Veterans Day weekend to all of those that are listening. And I do have some shout-outs, so when you're ready for that, Michael, let me know.
Okay.
Well, actually, you're she's the only co-host tonight, so that's a valid point.
And the only one in the studio is pushing those buttons, the producer. Without him, we can't have a show because he's the one who's pushing those buttons. He's the one in the radio station. The one, the only, Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw, are you there?
Hi.
Chris Shaw.
I thought I heard some.
Hi.
I do hear kids.
Is that
kids? that Malaya and Samaria?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Howdy doody.
Good.
A little duet there.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah. It's Z and M, or is it M and Z?
Z and M.
Okay. Well, welcome, guys. Glad you're on the show.
We run the board.
Oh, you're running the board.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be a great show tonight.
Yeah. I promise you know more about running the board than your dad does.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. That's funny. I'll never forget
sweet.
The day that Chris was late.
I know and... this way, y'all know that I'm making... What didn't I tell y'all to say in the back?
No, you didn't.
What's that?
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond radio show. My girls in here just taking over the board. I went to the back to go do...
Sheila said they're better. They're probably better than you.
I just heard them say yes, so that's what they were saying yes to.
That's funny.
Well, because we all know in today's generation, the younger kids know more than we do.
I know that is true.
Chris,
and Malaya just shaking her head. Yes, she's right.
Yeah. Chris, I'll never forget that day you were running late. Something happened, and I had to run into it by the board, and you're telling which levers to push and what buttons to push.
I remember that.
Oh, my God. It's like driving a plane, flying a plane.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm not alone tonight, Mike. My security came with me tonight. They want to make sure I get home early.
Okay. There you go.
Well, tonight we're going to start off the show with a first shout out. This is a condolence.
Right.
The condolence to Gary Sinclair, who lost his longtime friend Betty. Betty was a long time friend of Gary Sinclair, and she just passed away this week. And we wish to give our condolence to Gary Sinclair.
That's right.
Lynn. And Michael, for those that live in Orlando, she was the owner of the Laughing Horse Biker Bar. So anybody that is listening would know Betty from that. So.
And Sheila, was she a veteran?
No.
Oh, okay. Wasn't sure.
No.
All right. Well, I think we met Betty once. I mean, when we first met Sheila and Gary, I remember going over by the bar. I just remember being in the parking lot, and we did meet Betty once a long time ago.
Okay, you have a shout out?
About
Sheila,
Betty.
Sheila, do you have a shout out?
I do. I have a couple. Cindy from Illinois is listening, so thank you, Cindy. And just to all the veterans, we certainly appreciate everything you have done for us. So that's all.
Okay, well.
And Chris Shaw, you have any shout outs?
Well, yeah, shout out to you and my security here who left me now. So they're no longer running the board. They went back to the back. So yeah, that's my shout out for the night.
I have to tell you, Chris, that was just precious.
Yeah, I didn't know they was going. I showed them, I said, in case they say something, just hit the button.
And they
hit
did.
The button, right.
They did.
So it worked out.
Michael?
My condolences to Gary and everybody who's lost a loved one this week.
Yeah. So, folks, tonight we begin to give out the gift cards. And if you don't know what we're talking about, I'll explain for those who didn't hear it before. We're giving out $50 gift cards. Locally, it'll be Publix, and around the world, around the country, it'll be Visa or MasterCard $50 gift cards. In order to get them, you have to write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And then you're going to have to say something nice if you want to, or you have a suggestion about the show, you have something nice about a specific sponsor. And by the way, the sponsors that are bringing you these gift cards are Alabama Industries for the Blind. Thank you very much, Alabama Industries for the Blind, for giving us money for your gift cards. Public Supermarkets and our friend at Cadence.
The Cadence Tablet Tactile Solutions.
Tactile Solutions.
Yeah. And I thought we decided with our board.
So tonight, We'll start reading them off, the names, at the second hour. We'll do it the second hour because the first hour is very tight. So we'll start reading off the second names, some of the names who wrote in the first part already. You have for the next 3 weeks to write in. And by the way, I'm going to give you another suggestion. If you don't have an email and you want to be part of the free gift cards,
I'll give you that number when you're ready.
I'm going to give you a phone number, a special number for the show.
As David says, operators are standing by.
Okay. You can only call this phone number. You can't call in the radio station. You call this phone number, and then they'll take the information down from you, and then we'll have your name on record. What's the phone number, Lynn?
It is 407.
407.
425.
425.
9200.
9200. Repeat that.
407. 425-9200.
That's only for the gift cards. If you don't have an email and you don't want to write us directly, you can call that phone number. You cannot call into the radio station. And like I said, you can write something nice if you want about the show. You can say something nice about a sponsor. Or if you have any suggestions. Maybe later on, if we have time, we'll read you one that came in that I really liked, a very nice one from Terry Willard. He wrote a beautiful one. Yeah. Anyway, we'll discuss it later in the show. We'll be doing this till the week before Christmas, but you can have until the end of November to call in or write in. As far as these $50 gift cards.
And I understand that Dave from Cadence Tablet was in Florida and he was able to meet several of our members in Florida a couple of weeks ago. And they were very impressed with his Cadence Tablet.
He's traveling all over the country.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. He's a very nice guy. Very nice guy.
Mm-hmm. That's what I heard.
We're going to go to break. And hopefully our first guest will be there.
Okay. We're going to go to a break. And let's see what happens after the break.
We might be talking to Samaria and Mariah.
So don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We got a lot more to come up.
Our guest is running behind. She'll be there.
Okay. So don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.esighteyewear.com. SEVA Foundation is an international eye care foundation that preserves and restores sight in underserved communities. 90% of people with vision loss live in low and middle income countries where access to eye care is minimal or does not exist. SEVA co-creates sustainable solutions with local partners across 20 plus countries to ensure that communities have access to eye care even when SAVA's intervention has ended. Since 1978, SAVA and partners have provided eye care services to over 50 million people and counting. For just $50, you can help provide cataract surgery to someone in need through SAVA. To join their mission of a world free of avoidable blindness and become part of the movement, visit SAVA.org today. That is SAVA, SEVA.org.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you. Whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas, there is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. As we've been talking the last few weeks about folks that have lost their eyesight, not at birth, but later in life. And tonight, we, let's just say, go along with another young lady, which is a friend of the show for a long time. Lynn, why don't you introduce her?
Okay. I am happy to introduce her. I can't wait to introduce her. And she's finally unmuted, so now I can officially introduce her. So welcome, welcome, Sharon Jo Venazzo. How are you, Sharon?
I am so good, Lynn and Michael. How are you guys doing?
We're doing, you are way loud, honey.
We're doing. Say hi to Sheila. You know, Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Sheila.
Yeah.
Where's my boyfriend, Chris?
He's there.
Yeah, just don't tell his wife.
Well, his two daughters are there, so they might tell his wife.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for having me tonight.
Oh, I miss you guys. Well, we miss you, and I know you're so busy. I see you're at a fancy hotel. You have a conference in the morning or something?
I had one over the weekend. It was the California Association of Orientation and Mobility Specialists.
Oh, my goodness. That's a mouthful.
Yeah, and so we all know how important orientation and mobility is for people who are blind. So,
amen.
That's right. So let me tell everybody, if you don't know by now, Sharon used to be the CEO at World Services for the Blind when we first met her, but now she's the CEO at Lighthouse for the Blind in San Francisco, California. So
I left my heart in San Francisco. What can I say?
Yeah. So Sharon, we've been talking the last couple of weeks about people who lost their eyesight later on in life that were not born blind. And so we thought that you might like to tell a little bit about your life's journey. And Sheila and I have been reading about you, so you can't hide anything from us.
Uh-oh, I tell you, I've got stalkers. I love it. So Michael called me a young lady. So
You are. I didn't realize how much older I am than you. You are.
Yeah, you could be our daughter. Okay. Yes.
Oh, mom. Yeah, I just turned 54 in October. So
I know you did. A belated
definitely not birthday. As young as I used to be. I tell you, but yeah, you know, I'm one of those ones that I lost my vision later in life. In fact, it was at the age of 31. And you know, I mean, it was a huge adjustment. I mean, I thought life was over. So I've been a military vet. I was in the Army. And so, of course, we celebrated Veterans Day this weekend.
That's right. Tell us a little bit about that, Sharon, about your time in the military, because we never really talked about that. You were 18.
Yeah, we never really have. Yeah, no. I went in 8 days out of high school. I was 17 years old. Wow. But I knew from the time that I was 9 that this is what I wanted to do.
Really?
And so I did. And, you know, it was a great opportunity. You know, they say, join the Army, see the world. Well, I joined the Army and went to San Antonio, Texas. And that's where I spent my first 3 years. That is a whole world right there all in itself.
Yeah.
And then I got out after 3 years, and then I was reactivated for Desert Storm. So,
yeah.
You know, so I did get to see part of the world. Yeah, I got to go to Kuwait.
Wow.
And so, I mean, and so that just set me up for a lifetime of success. It really did. And I really
Hang on, Sharon. If anybody is listening, Sharon's got an awesome story. And if you have any questions, call 407-894-1680. And she would be happy to talk to you. So I'm sorry, Sharon, but.
Oh, no, that's great. You know, I can't remember the phone number, so it's a good thing you didn't ask me for it. So
and you
I'll just text Lynn.
Yeah. And you mentioned about the MS, and correct me if I'm wrong, I never realized that MS can cause blindness.
Sure. So actually, it's one of the symptoms that presents first. It's called optic neuritis, mm-hmm. and it's inflammation in your optic nerves. Well, my first brain lesion when I was diagnosed was in my visual cortex. And so it choked off my optic nerve. And so if you think of it, I mean, MS, multiple sclerosis, is a central nervous system disease. So it can attack anything in your body. And so basically what the MS does, and so I liken it to like an electrical cord that, you know, if you run over your electrical cord with your vacuum cleaner, and you might rub some of the coating off of it when you do that. And sometimes if you move it in one direction, it shorts out, but it still works. The light will come back on. It just gets a little wonky. And that's what happens with your nerves with MS. But great advances in medication, disease modification drugs that they have out there that, knock on wood, it's been kind to me over the last few years. It didn't start off kind, but you know, we've adjusted to it. And, you know, it took me losing my sight to gain a vision. I love that one commercial that you played a little while ago that, you know, you don't have to have sight to have a vision. So,
So go back to your Desert Storm experience, because I'm sure that how long were you in Desert Storm?
Not long, just a little over 3 months.
Yeah. Our son was in Desert Storm also.
Oh, really?
Yeah, our son Brian, he's about the same, almost the same age as you.
Yeah?
Yeah. So what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought. So when you, I know, one thing I read that you said, and I'm quoting you, you went from 20/20 vision to zero in 7 months.
To nothing. That's right.
In 7 months. Zero. Yeah.
Yep.
That's crazy.
It is crazy, but you know, I was so fortunate. I was living in upstate New York at the time, in Utica, New York. And my my eye doctor that seen me, that first he didn't know what was going on. I was sent there by the neurologist. And, you know, it was so frustrating because there was so many doctor's appointments that revolved around all this. And so my neurologist said, I need you to go see an eye doctor to make sure there's nothing wrong with your eyes. And it was the eye doctor that said, look, I think you have a demyelinization disease. And that's where the coating of the nerve gets eaten away by the disease process. And he happened to be on the board of Central Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired in Utica. And so by the time I did that, I was less than a month in from the time that I started to get sick. My vision started to fail before I had a cane in my hand and was receiving training.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And so, I mean, I was so fortunate. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why I've decided to stay in the field. As many times as, you know, when you wake up in the morning, it's like, oh, I want to go do something else. I don't say that anymore. I don't want to do anything else because I want to be able to pay it forward for people who are going through the same thing, because I know what it's like and it's scary. You know, you're the breadwinner. You're the boss of your house. You know, whatever it is.
So tell people, Sharon, in the beginning, just what you're talking about now. Elaborate that how you felt and how you got a job, you know, after you lost your sight.
Yeah, so, I mean, how I felt it, for it is, so I tell people it's just like a death. And you go through all these phases when you lose somebody and you're mourning. And that's exactly what I was doing. I was mourning. I'd lost my independence. I couldn't drive anymore. I was getting ready the fall of 2001. This started in May of 2001. I was going back to nursing school. I was working as an LPN. I was a combat medic in the Army, so I was working as an LPN. And I was going to go back and get my nursing degree to become an RN. But, you know, chasing a person with a red and white cane in one hand and a needle in the other, it's not favorable when they jump out the window and check themselves out AMA. And so I had to focus on what am I going to do now? And I had options available to me. You know, for people who are out there listening, and, you know, if you want to go to work, I was 31. I didn't want to sit on my front porch for the rest of my life in a rocking chair. And so there's state agencies that help you go out and find a job, get the education that you need. I had a high school diploma, was getting ready to go back. And so I refocused. I knew I could talk, only if I got paid by the word. And I knew I could use a computer at that point. So I focused in on human services. And fast forward, you know, 8 years later, I ended up with two master's degrees as a master's of social work and a master's of business administration. So, I mean, all the Mars and Jupiter aligned, and everything was just there in place. But that's available to everybody. And it's just whatever we decide to do with the tools that are given to us. And for me, it was just to get it was to get back to normalcy. So my very first job that I had was on the manufacturing line at the agency where I received rehab services at CAB in Utica. And it was packaging gloves for TSA. So, you know, when you go through the airport?
Yeah.
And those TSA agents have on those pretty blue gloves?
Yeah.
Well, you can thank a person who's blind for every place they violate you with one of those.
Wow.
And because they're the ones who pack it. It's called Better Touch. And let's see, your mission is our vision, I think, is what the slogan is on them. And so that was my first job. But I never viewed that as my only job that I would ever have. I was like, this will be a stepping stone for me. I can learn how to be a blind person, but yet I can contribute to the economy. And you're doing stuff for the military. It's just like Alabama Industries for the Blind was just advertising and said that, you know, you can work in customer service. You can work on the manufacturing line. You can sew, you know, and they sew uniforms and stuff for the military. So you might not be able to go into the military, but there's no reason why you can't support our troops. And you can't support your family at the same time and support yourself. You know, we're occupational beings and we're meant to have a job.
But Sharon, go back, because I think.
Rewind.
Yeah, rewind, because I love you.
I love you too, Sheila.
You know that. But all right. So when you lost your vision, because there are people out there that think their life is over. So, you know, you're right. It is a grieving process. So how, I mean, you're very targeted. You've got a plan and you've had a plan and you have certainly been successful. So what would you say to those out there that don't have the drive you have, but they're grieving?
I would say seek help. Seek a friend, whether that's a friend, whether that's somebody in your church, somebody at a senior center, at an activity. You got to get out there and you got to get outside of your own head, because you'll just sit there and just gnaw away at your own brain while you're thinking about everything that you can't do. And Sharon, what you need to do. Yes, sir. Mr. Michael. Michael.
Yeah, Michael. I got a question for you, not to interrupt you. What turned you from, did you ever think negative? Were you always positive thinking? What made you think positive?
Well, in the beginning.
So for the most part, I think I was pretty positive. And it's just because I didn't have time to sit there and wallow in what could have been sorrows and depression. I just was motivated to get out there. And it's like, okay, we're going to go back to having a normal life. I don't know how, but we're going to figure out how to have a normal
that
life.
That I heard. But what I didn't hear is this. Forget the rocking chair. In your own mindset, did you ever dwell in negativity, or you just went from your rocking chair into the positive world?
Well, I had to unlearn all that. I had to unlearn what I knew about blindness, which was nothing. You know, I seen people who were blind on TV, but I had never met a person who was blind in person. So I was the first blind person I ever met.
That's like Michael, exactly the same.
It's like me.
Exactly. And so you know how that is. I mean, it's absolutely, all I thought was I'm going to walk around, you know, with somebody leading me around, and they're going to have to tie ropes from one place to the other, because I saw that on Little House on the Prairie when Mary went blind.
Sharon,
we're going to go to break, and we'll bring it back after the break.
We'll come right back.
All right.
We're going to go to break, and we'll talk to Sharon again after the break. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. If you'd like to call in and speak to Sharon, the phone number is
407-894-1680.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Why is she all talking?
Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community.
The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge on treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, Jerilyn. What's up?
I found a community of friends. We learn ways to improve our mental health, laugh, pray, sing, play trivia games, and much more.
Awesome. Where is this community?
It's on the phone.
How do they fit in there?
Oh, Josh. It's an outreach from Christian Record Services called Phone Faith.
Phone Face? Like, put my phone to my face?
So close. Sure. Put your phone to your face and call Phone Faith, F-A-I-T-H, today.
Okay, my phone's to my face.
Oy. The number is 209-399-9465.
209-399-9465?
You got it. We invite all our Blind and Beyond radio program friends to join us on Phone Faith.
Call 209-399-9465 today.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Founded in 1931 as the Jewish Braille Institute, JBI is a nonprofit organization that provides people of all ages and backgrounds who are blind, have low vision, or are print disabled access to texts vital to Jewish culture, heritage, education, religious life, and community. JBI delivers free of charge a wide variety of Jewish interest materials in Braille, audio, and large print directly to your doorstep. JBI now also offers a growing collection of children's books that combine Braille or audio with the printed book to encourage families to read together. To learn more about JBI's free circulating library of both fiction and nonfiction, liturgical texts, customized materials for school, celebration, and more, and cultural offerings, including a bi-monthly magazine and concert and lecture series, call 800-433-1531, email library@jbilibrary.org, or visit www.jbilibrary.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. The phone number is, the call in is 407-894-1680. And listen, folks, don't forget about the $50 free gift cards that we're giving out. Don't wait. Write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org to get your $50 gift cards. You can say something nice about the show. You can say something nice about an advertiser. Or if you have any suggestions, write in. There's no other thing. Just we're giving out the $50 gift cards.
And don't forget to add the phone number that they can call.
And the phone number, yeah. And if you don't have an email and you want to call, the only number you can call is this number. I'm going to give you. It's a special phone number.
You know what? I need to write it down.
407.
I don't know the rest. Sheila, do you know the rest?
425-9200.
Would you repeat that again, Sheila, please?
407 425 9200.
That's a special number for the show, okay, and only used for the gift cards. And I would not wait, folks. I mean, if you're wealthy and you don't really want a $50 gift card, that I understand. But if you'd like a $50 gift card for Visa, MasterCard, or public supermarkets, now's the time to write in.
Okay, now's the time for me to bring Sharon back.
And it's, we'll start reading off the names the second hour.
After our guest. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'd like to welcome back Sharon Giovinazzo, who is the CEO at Lighthouse for the Blind in San Francisco, California. And she's bringing us up to date, telling us a little bit about her life and how she got where she's at now. Welcome back.
Oh, Sharon. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We are so happy you're here. So, all right. So what was your experience at World for the Blind? How long were you there? And then why did you leave them? Because I know they loved you. So
yeah, I was the CEO for the last 8 years. Well, now I'm a year in San Francisco. So 8 years before coming out to San Francisco, I was the CEO at World Services for the Blind, located in Little Rock, Arkansas. And what that is, it's a residential rehabilitation facility, but they also have online programming now. And they focus not only on blindness skills training, so blindness basics, but also vocational training. So they have industry standard certifications within their realm. So if people are interested in getting a job and they still need some help with like independent living, orientation and mobility, assistive technology and all of that stuff, they can do it right there. They can do it online, or they can go into a residential program, because sometimes you just need a reset and you need to be able to have a change of scenery to be able to do that. So, and one of the reasons why I left there was
didn't they used to train for IRS?
They did. And in fact, they did that for about 50 years. And but in 2017, when President Donald Trump put the first hiring freeze on, they took the program away. And it was becoming more and more difficult because of security and all of that stuff, you know, with cyber hackers and all of that. Even though it was all of their computers, it wasn't on their network. And so there was some difficulty with that. But lots of people placed in IRS jobs. But that's only one agency. When we have basically the entire world that we can train to, and they do a really good job at having partnerships with employers, doing internships and getting people placed into jobs. One of their most popular programs, all the programs are good. One of their most popular programs that they have is so people can get their CADIS certification, which is Certified Assistive Technology Instructing Specialist, through ACBREP. And the reason why it makes it so special is World Services for the Blind is the only place in the world, folks, that has the Category 3, which means that you don't have to have a master's or a bachelor's degree in order to go through that. They have a program that is specific to being able to sit for your CADIS exam. So anybody who's interested in the realm of teaching adaptive technology, that's a wonderful, wonderful program.
So fast forward.
Is there an age limit on that?
So they start at transitional age youth in their pre-ETS program, their pre-employment transitional services program. And we've had people come through for vocational training in their 70s. So no, there's not an age limit. It's, of course, dependent upon funding. And so that's where they help walk you through getting a VRK. So because if you want to go to work, people are working later and later in life now.
They really are.
No, they really are. They need insurance and things are just expensive. And so, you know, they don't want to live below the poverty line on Social Security. No. And so they continue to work. It's a great way to stay engaged. It's a great way to keep the gray matter working.
I was going to interrupt you in the interest of time, if you could fast forward a little bit. And I World Services for the Blind, I'm sure they are forever grateful to you, because you really made that organization what it is today. I mean, truly.
Correct. And they have a great CEO that trained under me for 4.5 years.
Yes, they do. He's terrific. So can you fast forward to California and your big move with Pilot and Dog and Watson?
Yeah, so fast forward, October 26th, I just celebrated my one-year anniversary.
Wow.
Here in the Bay Area. And, you know, it was one of those things that this is a 120-year-plus organization. And it was a wonderful opportunity for me to move to a very urban jungle and access to transportation and all the things that I really, really wanted. And I knew that I had set the agency up for success in Arkansas. So I thought I would throw my hat in the ring, and I just kind of did that, like, you know, it wouldn't hurt to go do a job interview, right? And then before I knew it, my head was spinning around backwards, and I was packing up a moving truck to move myself and three dogs into a 717-square-foot apartment in San Francisco. And so it's been wonderful. I mean, it's a great organization. We have, you know, not only all the programs and services that everybody has with orientation and mobility, Braille, assistive technology, but we have some social enterprise businesses. We have our manufacturing facility, and we continue to grow, and we serve all of Northern California. And then we also serve people outside of California as well, depending on what they need. But we have employment programs. We have recreational programs. We have a 311-acre camp in Napa on Mount Veeder. And we're the only camp west of the Mississippi that serves exclusively people who are blind. And so everybody from, we have everything from horse camp to STEM camp to populations who are blind with intellectual and developmental disabilities, to family camp, to our little learners camp. And our little learners are our 0 to 3 year olds. And it's never too early to camp.
Wow. You're just always so busy.
I need to come out and visit.
Come on.
And Sharon goes to the beach. She goes to the ocean with her dogs, and they play catch or fetch on the beach, and they run back and bring her the toys. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, and I tell you, you know, I live on an island, and I take a ferry to work every day.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool. I take a cruise to work. So, but you know, one of the reasons why I'm able to do all that is because I didn't sit in a corner and feel sorry for myself when I lost my vision at the age of 31. It was because I had people there that said, you can do this, and we're going to give you the tools that you need. And all I had to do was take those tools and be able to use them. And they showed me how to use them. They taught me how to use them. They gave me the encouragement that I need. So whether you're, no matter where you're at in the United States, there's an agency out there that can help you. And if you need to know where that agency is, who they are, and get a hookup, you just can call me, or you can call Blind and Beyond, and they will hook you up with somebody.
That's right.
Because that's what we're here for. We're all family at this point in time. And for any employers who are out there listening, you know, whether in the blindness realm or not, there's a 70% unemployment rate among working age blind adults. And employers don't have enough people to replace the people who are retiring, with 75 million aging baby boomers. And so we have a perfect population, and we can train to whatever you guys need. So
Darren,
call us.
We will.
Sharon,
will.
Before we say goodbye, Gary Sinclair would like
Quick
to say
call,
something.
Gary.
Quick call,
we're
Gary.
Running out of time.
Gary, we're running out of time.
Hey, Sharon, this is Gary
Sinclair. Hey, Gary!
Hey, I got a big question for you, which I'm a stickler on. Do you belong
yes,
to the
yes,
BDA?
I will marry you. Was that not the question? Awkward.
Well, he's speechless.
He's fainted.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
He didn't hear.
Okay, I wonder if you're with the VIST program, with the VA.
So I am not with the VIST program. I have wonderful insurance. I've worked with a lot of VIST throughout the country. And for anybody who's a veteran, that's the Visually Impaired Services Team. So if you have vision loss, they can provide rehab services, low vision exams, your glasses, technology galore, and the training that you need. And they also have several blind rehab centers throughout the United States. And it's a wonderful, wonderful program.
Well,
I encourage you, if you're a vet and you're losing your vision.
Thank you, Colin and Gary, very much.
Yeah, thank you, Gary. And yes, I'll marry you. Yes.
Like, I love you, Sharon. Talk to you later.
I love you too, baby.
Well, thank you so much for Sharon for coming in.
Well, that's my name, Sharon. And so that's all I'm doing is just a Sharon. So thank you so much, guys, for allowing me to come on and tell a little bit of my story.
Sharon, happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you so much for coming
you
on.
You too, guys.
And we love
you guys.
Love
bye.
You.
All right. Bye.
Take care.
All right, it's time right now for trivia. Trivia time, trivia time, trivia time.
All right, Sheila.
Sheila, it's your trivia.
Oh, gosh. All right, hang on. You didn't tell me that I was going to be first.
Oh, well, that's all the way it's been going every week. Michael's second.
Give me a second.
Okay.
All right, so this is a turkey question.
A turkey question.
Thanksgiving. Turkey. Thanksgiving question. I'm sorry. Yeah. When was the first Thanksgiving celebration? What year?
Oh, boy. History. Oh, I think I know.
When the pilgrims came in.
I know the deck. I know the...
If you know the year, and if you're close to the year. Well, so I don't know. No.
Century.
No, you need to know the year. For this I'm sorry.
Question. So. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. That's for this trivia question for when
first
was the first Thanksgiving.
That's a good question. Now everybody's on
the... So when was the first Thanksgiving celebration?
Sharon's amazing, isn't she, Sheila? She's just amazing.
Yeah.
You both
exhausting.
Are amazing. I know. she hung up really fast. I know she was running late and she's so busy.
It's all right.
Oh my
god. All good. It's all good. She is a wonderful lady.
All this, like she said, there's stepping stones.
She went from a place in the middle of nowhere, Arkansas, which is
Florida,
the middle
actually.
Of the country, to San Francisco, which is
she's got quite the life.
A real
there.
Fast life in San Francisco, California.
But she is an individual, which unfortunately we're not all that adventurous. She is an individual who is so adventurous that she is not going to let anything stop her. And not everybody can be compared to Sharon. We all have different levels. And I admire her inspiration, her whole attitude. But not everybody can be that. So we're all, what I'm trying to say is we're all at a different level. And when we lose
that's
our vision,
that's okay.
And it's
that's
okay. Yep. Yep. And when we lose our vision, there are resources out there for all of us to have. And
right now, not to interrupt you, right now we're waiting on trivia because we got to go to the top of the
7:55.
Yeah, so yep. Right now, if you know the trivia question, repeat the question, Sheila, the trivia.
What was the first year of the Thanksgiving celebration?
Right. Exactly. Thank you.
And nobody's calling in.
I mean, they don't know it. What year?
I know... close to it.
When was the first Thanksgiving celebration? What year? 407-894-1680.
Actually, we learned that. Oh, I was close. I was off by a year. Would I win?
We should
all know that from grade school. You don't even need to ask you-know-who or look it up. You should know that from your elementary school days.
407-894-1680. That's the number to call, and you better do it soon because we're going to go to break, and otherwise
our first Thanksgiving celebration. I could ask an easier, but I don't want to ask an
easier. That was a good question. So Sharon, she's an inspiration, that's for sure.
Yeah.
She went on vacation two summers ago, I think, and she rented a home with the dogs, and you know what she was doing? She was going out in a kayak by herself out in the lake.
Oh, I remember
what?
That.
What? You're doing what?
Nope. I remember that, but she
all right.
did have... All right, Chris.
Okay.
All right, so I have three callers on the phone line.
Any new callers? Right.
No new callers, but one all the way from Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
All right, let's do that.
Then we have Chris from Wildwood, and then we got Eugene from Clearwater.
Hurry.
So I got Derek, who we hadn't heard from in a while, from Denver, Colorado.
Hey, Derek.
Derek, you there?
Hey, Derek.
You lost him already.
I better go to the next one.
All righty. Well, let's go to Chris in Wildwood, Florida. Chris, how you doing, Chris?
Okay, we're not hearing anybody.
Chris, can you hear me?
You're losing him.
Chris.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Hey. There he is.
Yes.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself, Chris?
Good, good. All right. Do you have your answer?
I didn't hear you.
Do you have your answer?
Yes, I do.
All right. Drum rolls, please.
And so what's the answer? Hurry up.
And the answer to the trivia is Chris from Wildwood, Florida.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. Go
hurry
for it.
Up. Hurry up. We're going to go to break.
Yes. What's your answer, Chris?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Good. Good. What's your answer to the trivia question?
I got 1621.
That's right.
You are correct.
That's it. Chris from Wildwood, Florida. 1621.
A $10 gift card from Subway. $10 gift card from Subway is coming your way.
You're welcome. We got to run, right. Chris, but congratulations.
Thank you, Chris. Hold on one moment, all right?
We're going to break.
Thank you very much.
Stay with us. Don't go away. We have a lot more coming up, and we'll be reading off the names in the second hour of the $50 gift cards, the first ones who called it, wrote in. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.